So the next time you're at McDonald's or you sit down for that big slice of strawberry cheesecake, think of this story. It's from 9news.com.au. That's from Australia, for those of you that don't know what that means. It says, there is an obese woman in the United States trying to put on weight in order to become the world's fattest woman. I'm looking at a picture here of her, and it's a very big picture. Donna Simpson from New Jersey weighs 273 kilograms, but she told the Daily Mail newspaper that she has her heart set on reaching her goal weight of 1,000 pounds, or 450 kilograms, in the next 2 years or so. The 42-year-old already holds the title of the world's fattest mother after giving birth to her daughter in 2007 when she weighed 241 kilograms. Her quote is, "I'd love to be 1,000 pounds. It might be hard, though. Running after my daughter keeps my weight down." I think this woman's an absolute nut. Miss Simpson, who needs a mobility scooter and three tow trucks, I'm saying that, to go shopping, eats a huge amount of junk food each week and tries to move as little as possible so she doesn't burn off many calories. She loves cakes and sweet things, and donuts are her favorite, probably many, many donuts. She also says she loves eating sushi and would often eat as many as 70 pieces in one go. To put on enough weight, Miss Simpson will need to eat at least 12,000 calories a day, which is six times the recommended intake daily for women, and her weekly grocery bill is up to $815. Now, if she isn't a scourge on the healthcare system and the weigh scale system in the world, I don't know what is. This woman needs some psychiatric help, if anything, and I just thought I'd share that story with you. Enjoy your cheesecake. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.